You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jordan. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, and are you currently calling from a safe location or a safe area? And
Yes.
can you please provide me with your first and last name?
CEAIRA Sierra Mitchell.
Okay, and can you please provide me with a good callback phone number just in case the phone line is disconnected?
330-761-3140.
And again, that's 330-761-3140.
Yes.
And would you like to receive text messages for once I'm able to secure someone? It will provide you with their name and estimated time of arrival.
Sure, but it's going to be on a different phone number.
Okay. What's the phone number?
330-958-5901.
And again, that's 330-958-5901.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and message and data rates may apply. And can you please verify the address that's associated with your policy?
903 Reed Avenue in Akron, Ohio, 44306.
And what's the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle that you need assistance with?
Gray 2008 Chevy Impala.
And what's the reason that you're needing assistance from today?
I have a flat tire on the rear right.
Okay, give me just a moment.
And I
Passing.
don't know if they can pump it up or if they can put my spare on or whatever is clever.
Okay, so they do offer both services. They can come out and do a tire inflation, but do you know if the tire leaks over time or did it just go flat, like out of the blue?
Well, last night I hit a pothole, and so my bumper is bent. I mean, not my bumper, my rim is bent. I got a new tire, so the tire is good, but the rim is black and it's gonna go flat again. So I might just need to get my spare put on.
Okay.
That probably would be the best, but I don't know if my spare is flat.
Okay,
So.
that's what we're going to ask. If the spare is a good spare.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good spare. I probably only used it once, but I don't know like if it'll need to be pumped up.
Okay. Do you feel like it's good enough to do with a tire change, or you just like to have it towed to a tire shop?
I think a tire change should be good because I don't have a lot of money, and I know you guys only cover the first 30 minutes, and so yeah, if they could just change the tire, but if that doesn't work, then a tow will do the next best thing.
Okay, because they only cover one service once every 72 hours. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, can I consult with the driver when he comes? Or no?
Well, because if we set, like for instance, if we set it up for a tire change, we cannot guarantee that they will come out in a tow truck because they'll be coming out to perform that specific service.
Okay, so then it's best to put it in for a tow and then allow them to look at it and see if the tow is needed. I'm trying to get like I don't know. I don't know, but I don't want to do too much. I just want to do what's necessary.
Well, because I'm not sure, like, exactly if they look at it to see if it needs to be towed or not.
I mean, we have to have some element of human intelligence involved in this.
Let me see how much you're covered for as far as towing. So it shows for your towing, they cover 15 miles. So if you wanted to have it some towed somewhere and it was 15 miles or under, it would be completely covered. If they do perform the tire change, and because they probably wouldn't know if the tire is flat until they put it on the vehicle. And if they do perform the tire change and it does not work, because the tire change will be fully covered. But it's just that they only cover one service or the other. But if they perform the tire change and the tire is flat, then you would have to pay out of pocket for the toll.
So weird. You mean like if my spare tire is flat, they wouldn't be able to put air in it?
Well, because some of them, they don't have they don't have the air to put in the
Okay.
tires. They just do,
So
yeah,
I'd have
because,
to roll somewhere to put air in my tire.
yes, ma'am. I mean, it's a possibility that they might, but a lot of them don't have an air inflator on when they come out and perform the tire changes.
That doesn't even hardly make sense. I mean, not directed towards you, but I would think that if someone is changing a tire, one of the things they would want to make sure that they had was air. Also, as a service, maybe your higher authorities would hear my suggestion. That just makes sense. I mean, in the world of industry, I don't know. Okay, back to my problem. All right. Oh God. My life. Oh my Lord. Lord, what am I going to do?
So let me ask. As far as where you purchased the tire from, did they know, was your rim already bent or it just got
Yeah,
bent?
they know the situation. They know the situation. They do. And they told me to come back and possibly purchase a rim today. But I kind of just want to take my car to the shop because it needs work anyway. So if I got it towed to a auto repair place, I could just leave my car there and start getting my car repaired. I'm just trying to make the best economic decision for my whole life here also. So, let's go for the tow.
Okay.
And I'll get it towed to Andy's Auto Care on Romick Road.
Hi, and is the vehicle, is it currently in a parking garage or is it in an open area?
It's in a parking lot.
Okay, and have there been any type of modifications done to it to make it sit lower to the ground?
New.
And can the vehicle go into neutral?
Should be.
And do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or a standard two-wheel drive?
I don't know. Like, my front tires are usually worse than the back ones, so I don't know if that's an indication.
Okay. And is this service a result of an accident?
Hitting a pothole,
Okay.
perhaps.
And will someone be with the vehicle when they come to pick it up, or will it be unattended?
It's going to be unattended, but I think I can see them. Actually, my office is facing the opposite direction, so I can't see them. But security is here. And you guys text me when you arrive so that I know.
Okay.
Can you tell if that address is within 15 miles of
Yes,
where I
ma'am.
am right now?
Yes, ma'am. It'll show me the mileage. And as far as the keys, will the keys already be in the vehicle or they need to get them from someone?
That would be great. I'll bring the keys.
Okay, so you're just gonna bring them down. And the best phone number for which is the best phone number for them to reach you at to bring the keys down?
The 761-3140.
Okay, so let me notate that. And what's the address for where you're located at now?
65 Steiner Avenue. It's the Conrad Ott Building. Akron, Ohio, and I don't know the zip code here. Let me Google it.
Hi, again, that's 65 Steiner Avenue in Akron, Ohio. I see a zip code 44301.
Yep.
Okay. Give me just a moment. It's mapping it for me. And let me just update your phone number for them to contact you. Okay, and do you have the address for where you're wanting to have it taken to, or you just have the name of the
I'm
building?
about to give it to you. 2455 Romig Road in Akron, 44320.
44320. And again, that's 2455 Romick Road in Akron, Ohio, and that's Andy's Auto Care, correct? Auto Care. And are they aware of your vehicle's arrival on today?
I'm about to call him right now.
Okay, so it does show that it is within your coverage. It's showing that it's actually only 5 miles different.
Great.
Okay. And do you know for sure that they will be able to accept it, or you needed to contact them first?
No, Andy will be great. He knows me. We're good. He's gonna
Okay.
take it.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and reach out to a service provider for you. Once I'm able to secure someone, you will receive a text message with their name, number, and estimated time of arrival. And is there anything else I may do to assist you as of right now?
No, you're great. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.